At any given day when you enter Aero Cafe at 628 Rampart Street, you're greeted with coffee and baked goods. Yet, this coffee shop goes beyond the caffeine and sugar with art, pop-ups, community outreach, and a mission all their own. The owners of Aero Cafe, Sarah Corsiato and Nick Christian, are here with us at WWNO to talk about what's brewing at Aero. How many coffee puns happen with you guys?
Mm-mm. What's brewing? It's rough.
Well, tell us a story about Aero Cafe. How it came to be. Give us the whole narrative.
Our girl Jane was deciding that she wanted to start a coffee shop, and she kind of had some wherewithal and some great knowledge of like some different third wave coffee stuff. She decided that she was going to do the coffee game, and this was when it was pretty much in its infancy. There wasn't a lot of stuff going on, and she became, I think, like the third or fourth female coffee shop owner in the city. And collaborated with Marin from Dashing and got that space on Rampart. I mean, it's about the size of this interview room, and they had three different businesses inside of it, splitting the rent and, like, bringing their communities together and trying to make it work. And, you know, they did, and they also held out through the construction on Rampart, and that was huge. I mean, the fact that Black Penny and Aero Cafe are in existence right now, like, is a testament to the city. It's a testament to, like, our regular customers, the tour groups that came in, and, you know, basically to people that pushed Carnival people to come see us. And if it wasn't for that, I mean, we would probably still be at other shops or somewhere else in the country.
Wow.
So there are actually four of us. It's Nick and I. Jane is the original, like the OG. And then there's also Cam from Killer Po' Boys. So he's running Killer Po' Boys and also decided to do this project with Nick. And I kind of came in like, I was like the caboose.
So when you talk about, okay, the construction on Rampart Street, what else? I imagine you see tons of things. So what is unique about being on that street?
It's a circus. You never know what's going to happen. A lot of times it'll be completely nice and quiet. And then since we have the bike rental place next door, a bunch of drunk frat boys, you know, with hand grenades crashing their bikes into each other in front of the shop out of nowhere. And then completely calm and quiet again, kind of like a storm.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're watching the gentrification of it happening really, really rapidly. I mean, a year from now, like, it's going to be, like, unrecognizable. And the thing is tourists right now are coming down Rampart, and they have no idea that, you know, on October 8th is when the first ride of that streetcar happens.
Yeah, right?
So they just think that that's been there.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So you all do a ton of outreach where you've got art shows coming up, all these different things. Tell us about what you think the importance of art, community, coffee, small local business, New Orleans, how does that all filter together?
Well, a lot of it is, it's the community needs to come together, you know what I mean? It's like you could try to feed off the community, which is unfortunate what a lot of businesses do. Or you can try to bring everyone together and actually give them a place to start off and grow. Because the French Quarter is not a cheap place to try to get started. Mm-hmm. That's why with all of our pop-ups, we don't charge them. The understanding is just don't sell drinks. We'll make sales off of coffee. You make sales off of food. Also, a lot of local bar owners come in. So it's like, oh, I'd like your pop-up to come to my bar. And they get a chance to actually meet them face-to-face in a sober environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, tell us about the art show that's coming up.
There's this little TV show called Twin Peaks that they started filming it 25 years ago. I don't know. It's having a resurgence. So this month, actually, it's coming back on the air. And I mean, if you know me and if you've seen this hair, you know that I'm a big fan of David Lynch and all things Lynch. And one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to throw a party. And, you know, we've been doing the art shows. This will be the fourth month. And so we're going to do a group show of 14 artists on the 2nd of June, 7 to 9, and that's a real soft 9 because we're going to be doing Midnight Noodle is going to be doing donuts. Like, we're going to be selling coffee. We're probably going to be projecting some David Lynch, you know, films on the wall. But one of the things is, like, I wanted to showcase my friends and some of the local artists that I've met over the last 4 years that I've been living in the city that have maybe not ever hung something, that have not ever, like, had the opportunity to, like, take up wall space somewhere. Like, one of the biggest things that I want to showcase at Aero is the beginning of artists. And I want to help put together a network of artists and also connections so that, like, we can be the first step for people.
Thanks for coming in and talking with us here.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you so much for having us in.
You can visit Aero Cafe at 628 Rampart Street every day from 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. To learn more about Aero Cafe as well as Sarah and Nick, you can check them out on Facebook and Instagram or check them out on NOLA V and WWNO. For Nolivian WWNO, this is Kelly Crawford,
Nicholas Christian,
and Sarah Corsiato.